If you like the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast, consider giving us your support on Patreon.
Alright, let's look at the camera, start the show. Hello and welcome to the Middle-Aged Man Talk, New Year's edition. Happy New Year! We already did this, didn't we?
Yeah, we already did it.
But now we're in the new year. Yes. Happy in the new year!
Happy 2024.
Aside from the show that I did on Wednesday, which was terrible.
Yep.
So, do you want a beer?
Yes, I would love a beer.
You're not, like, not having beer for some reason?
No, I'm not having beer at this moment.
Okay, hold on.
I am cutting down on the amount I've been drinking.
What kind of chips do you want?
I
got Costco Mrs. Vicky's. You want to try smoked BBQ?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Do you want a Halloween leftover beer? I bought this recently. They had a few left at the liquor store. Tales from the Patch Pumpkin Porter from Big Rig Brewery in Ottawa, Canada.
And what else do you have?
I'm having this.
I really like this. Lundberg.
Lundberg. I love it. I love that one. I also have... Would you like this?
Fine Balance Green.
It's 8%. Maybe that should be your second podcast
beer. Yeah, we'll go with that.
And you want it... Or do you want another chippies?
No, that's good because I've got a bit of a chip. I've got some cheese and crackers here.
Christmas present for you. Japanese hand warmers. Apparently, you can burn yourself with them, so be careful.
Oh, okay.
So our friend from college, who's Japanese, who sends us things, and we have them on the podcast, he came to Canada and visited. And he has many children with cold hands, apparently. So his wife brought two of these huge packs of hand warmers.
And it was...
Let's just try one.
I was going to say... And
let's try one. That's good video.
It's been above zero. It was above zero for all of Christmas.
Well, I mean, global warming. But they were afraid, like... I mean, last year, Christmas time, 2022, was...
Blizzard.
So, I mean, who knows? But they're from Japan, southern Japan. Right now, it's 15 Celsius there. Their winter is 5 Celsius. 5 degrees above freezing. That's their winter. It doesn't last that long. So, coming to Canada, it's like, that's only minus 5 today. What? So, all right.
Yeah, I had a coworker who's in Calgary, and yesterday
Calgary,
it was minus.
How does this thing work?
It was minus 27 with a wind chill of minus 49.
You know what's funny? How many like Southeast Asians and people from the Middle East end up going to Calgary when they immigrate to Canada? It's like, welcome to Canada. It's cold, so cold.
That's why they don't go to Edmonton.
Some of them go there too, apparently.
But it's funny because I was talking to my coworker, and I'm like, "Oh, sounds like camping weather."
Camping weather.
Well, because I went winter.
I call middle.
I went winter camping with my oldest daughter four times, and
her friends from high school. No,
the only the last time was she in high school. Other times she was younger. So
I was making a joke that you were a pervy dad checking out your teenage daughter's friends, which you're not. I hope. Probably not.
Most of them aren't straight.
Most of them aren't straight. They're all... Why is everyone under the age of 25 not straight?
They're non-binary. Yeah. Like...
No, they're not.
No,
they're not. Statistically, they're not. There's a lot of data on this. Statistically, they're not.
They're not digital. They're analog. So, yes, they're non-binary. They're analog. That's a geek joke.
There's actually a lot of really good statistics on gender and sexual orientation. There's a lot of great clinical psychological research out there. And the problem is that... Young people today, it's not cool to be straight or white or male, so they want to be something else. And how much of it is someone who genuinely, I feel different inside, or, man, I'd love to get more likes on the Facebook or Instagram or the others.
Well, and the thing is, we always, the whole gender is a spectrum. That was always a thing. You had effeminate guys, and...
That has nothing to do with gender.
No.
They're still men.
Yes.
I've hung out with guys who are kind of, but they're straight, and they like women, and they're like, dude, you should have seen this girl I had sex with. Oh my god, her breasts. I'm like, your voice is too distracting. I cannot listen to this till I have another beer. But I met a guy like that before, and then I met his girlfriend. I was like, he pulls. This guy pulls. How do we make this work, Richard? Do we open it? Do you have like a knife? Do you have a Swiss knife? Scissors?
Hang on. Let's just go and, because this is a chemical reaction type thing, let's not just go and stab the heating bag.
I got a knife. Let's do it. Let's do it. Should I just have a cheese?
What you should do. Okay, so I have a little cheese and crackers here.
I'll hold it up to the camera and drop it on the floor.
Okay.
Look, cheese and crackers, and these are spicy honeys?
Yes. So
this, spicy honey.
They're both habanero honey.
Okay.
That is hotter because it's got more habanero in it.
Let's try it. Let's try it.
This goes really good with the cheese.
Oh, I just got gag. Woo!
And that's not the hot one.
They're habanero, right?
Yep, habanero.
Woo, that's hot.
That's why the cheese.
Ooh, really good. All right, I'll get the same kind of cracker again. And the cheese. Oh my God, Richard. It burns all the way down.
But doesn't it taste good?
Oh yeah, initial taste was like, mmm. And it was like, oh, heat. Oh my God. Ooh, whoa, man. And your palate for hot stuff, I think, is more practice than mine. I used to be really into
that stuff. Well, I've eaten most of this, but I'm actually selling this stuff.
For like friends and family?
Yep. Actually, I have some in a store.
Oh, like a local country store?
Like a, it's an artist.
Are you sure? This one was not as hot as the other one.
This is the actual habanero.
This one wasn't as hot.
But it's, that's because you're already
I'm already in the heat?
Yeah, you're already in the heat. This one has more flavor to balance out the heat.
Maybe. It's hard going back. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I'm with you.
So,
all right, cheese and crackers. Okay, so you're going to translate this?
Yeah.
T-Tech language. It's upside down.
It's upside down, yes.
Thankfully, they use the same numbers we use. Arabic numbers.
Warmer regular for attaching to clothing. Okay.
I think you open it. I'm going to open it.
Okay, no, just hang on.
Just open it up. Oh, there's directions.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to find.
Find the directions.
Tiny.
Ooh! So what do you think of that porter? That's good, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Burn. Disposable product name, disposable body.
Disposable body?
Yeah. Danger, be careful of low temperature burns.
To prevent
low temperature burns. How to use? Remove the inner bag from the outer bag. Peel off the release paper and press it. Peel it off as soon as heat generation has finished. Time passed. So you're right. You have to open the...
Got a little knife.
Just don't stab the inner bag.
Don't stab the inner bag. Just stab the outer bag. Okay, so we've opened it up.
And then there's a...
Danger of low temperature burn. Oh, look. Okay, there's a foldy thing. Okay, it's English. Do not apply the warmer directly on your skin. The warm side. Which side's the warm side?
This would be the warm side. It's just activated charcoal, so you just peel that off, that stuff off.
Okay. Oh, that's sticky.
Because it's for sticking onto your clothes.
Do I do it on me or you?
I stick it on you.
Okay.
Right over your heart.
Yeah.
Get heartburn.
That's right. But up, I like it we're in a workshop and there's just like baskets of tools everywhere. So. That's a good 9 minutes of show. How do we know it warms up? Like, how do I make it warm up?
It should just start warming up.
Why?
Because it's reacting to the oxygen.
Oh, so once I burst that plastic outer layer, I cut that out open.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah. They're like, you can put it on your back, keep you warm. I'm like, nah, I don't want to. We were at Niagara Falls. My buddy and his Japanese family. Oh, this is really funny. So, like, I ran into a great big... you know how, like, people use the expression of Trump truck? Truck's so big. It's like Donald Trump. It's big. It's loud. It's unnecessary. But, you know, it's a great big truck. So, I had a Durango fully loaded from the rental place to go pick our Japanese buddy up and his wife and kids at the airport in Toronto. And I had a Durango for the week. Oh my God, did I love that. By the end of the week, I was like, oh, Durango. So much for gas, but I love it. I think the fuel economy is better on them now. They have more things. I remember in the 90s, Durangos were like, and your tank's empty. So I was loving it. But I think that's a good metaphor.
Your 80-liter tank's empty.
Yeah. Empty. What did you do? I went to the store.
Yep.
Cross street.
But
Donald Trump, it's a good, I think, like, metaphor for him, right? It's big, it's unnecessary, it's more than you need, it's too expensive, it's too loud, but at the same time...
It's not good for the environment.
It's not good for the environment, but you kind of like it. You're kind of like, you know what? It's got some good points. Because there was a guy I was watching on the internet, and he was doing an analysis of Trump versus Biden's presidencies, but looking at actual outcomes, not at, like, perception. And he was like, on the whole, pretty similar. That was a conclusion.
You have to be careful.
Economy and employment, all that stuff.
The economy lags. So, this is something that is really funny because...
Well, they both had to deal with the pandemic, both of them. They both had ups and downs in the economy. They both had ups and downs in, like, the unemployment rate. But
guess what? The president isn't actually as important as he thinks he is.
Or as people think that he is, yeah. No, yeah. Correct, yeah. It's and the thing is, too, there's a lot of global politics, and the president of one country, even one as powerful as the U.S., doesn't control all that.
Is it getting warm?
I don't know. Touch my boob.
That's not weird at all. Well, it's not getting warm, too. What is...
It's not gay if you're drunk. What?
I was going to say.
It said, like, well, because it said stick to your clothing.
Yep.
Maybe. No, it doesn't feel like it's getting warm.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so here's a funny story. My buddy's got 4 kids. He's got twin 12-year-olds, 8-year-old, 5-year-old. 5-year-old's cracked. The 5-year-old, so, like... they're Japanese, but they wanted to go to this Chinese restaurant they used to go to when they were, like, students in Canada and Toronto. It was up in Markham, because all great Chinese things are in Markham, in Toronto. So you go to that huge strip mall in Markham. If you're from Markham, you'll know all the what I'm talking about. It's near the IBM place. Anyway, huge strip mall, all kinds of Asian food. And we go to this dumpling restaurant. And the little one, when we were getting out of the car, she had fallen out of the Durango. And my buddy was a few feet back, the dad having a cigarette, because he smokes, like a lot of Japanese men do. And the mom was, like, wrangling the other kids out of the Durango. And so I just scoop her up, you know, like, I'm a dad, right? You pick her up, I rub her back, and she, like, likes how warm I am, because it's Canada, and the wind's blowing, and it's cold. So we all go in and walk into the restaurant. And, like, the lady who seats you at this, like, really busy dim sum place, she's like, okay, there's an Asian mom and dad, Asian kids, and... a big white male nanny. I guess you're the white nanny for this Asian family. Correct. I am. And the chauffeur.
And the security detail.
Something like that. Yeah. But I got like a number of looks. It was just me with them, and then like I drove them to Niagara Falls a couple days later, and like people were like, "That's kind of weird. One of these things is not like the other." Big fat white dude with this like very Asian tourist family. It's like. Huh.
You're just the local color.
Well, my buddy, when he did the, what's the Niagara Falls, the zip line? He and the older 3 kids did the zip line. They zipped down, and so I'm with, like, the mom and the 5-year-old. I think some people are looking like, oh, your kid looks really Asian with all that. Nope, not mine. I'm the nanny. And I'm also carrying her till she's my own kid half the time. She's 5, so it's funny. Yeah. They had a good trip.
That's good.
Yeah. It was a good time. That was my second time in Niagara Falls.
I've been there once for New Year's. Saw a great big sea.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
It was a lot of fun.
Niagara Falls, though, it's a bit of a tourist trap, but if you just go there for the day trip from Toronto, you drive there, it's not so bad. You know, you go, you pay through the nose for parking. whatever. That Table Rock building, like the little mall right next to the falls, it's like totally overpriced. They have so much just like crap there. Like
Canadiana crap.
Well, it's like, yeah, but it's like Canadiana esque keychains and mugs.
That are made in China.
They're made in China with your name on it. Hey, here you go. They spelled Richard with an E.
Richard.
Richard. Anyway, what were you going to talk about? I had a thing. Oh, Christmas present.
Oh, okay.
So, I bought this for you, and then I refurbished it. I put a new motor in it.
It's and got a other motor? Things.
Got a motor. Motor. I did not wrap it. My wife did that.
I'll say this is a little dainty for you.
I said to my wife, I said, thanks for wrapping it. She's like, I just put in the box. Yes, you wrapped it. It's for Richard.
Okay.
I don't know which way is up.
Wow, it is.
It's not that. It's a big box of cock.
You got me a lot of cock.
It's a huge box of cock.
Cock.
A huge cock box. C-A-U-L-K, cock.
So.
Need that knife again?
Nope.
Oh, hey!
Awesome!
Check it out.
It is a thermocouple.
It's one of those Woodstove fans.
Yeah, Woodstove fan.
So, I bought this.
So it's a Peltier device.
Correct.
Between this part and this part, so this part gets hot, this part stays cold. Cool.
Temperature differential.
Yep.
So I found that many months ago, last summer, at the second-hand Habitat for Humanity Habitat shop. They had it there. I'm like, it probably doesn't work. I brought it home, and when I laid it on its back on my stove, it would spin because the motor was knackered. So on its back, it has the least
resistance.
So I got a new motor, tested the new motor, put it in, installed it, and the new motor didn't work. So I returned it and got another motor, and then that one worked. Also, I had to get screws, and I had to re-tap the motor for the screws to hold the motor in place. But I got remember Leaf from many podcasts ago?
Yep.
He has many tools. He actually had an M3 size tap. So I tapped the motor, and away we go. So that works now.
Awesome.
You can use it in the house if you want.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. It's a little bit too nice for the workshop. Initially, I got it thinking for the workshop, and I was like, it's kind of too nice for the workshop. What is that music?
Okay, Google, stop music. Before we get sued for copyright infringement.
Stopping all speakers.
I think someone just broadcast to all speakers, like played music on all speakers in the house.
Oh, it's all connected.
Yep.
You and your Internet of Things.
Got it. Music from YouTube Music. Playing on all speakers.
Okay, no. Google, stop music on shop speaker. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
1 second. I'll just unplug it.
Boop, 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 boop. Unplug that wire,
There. That was less than 30 seconds. You should be fine.
We'll see what YouTube says. YouTube checks that for you. It's quite handy.
Yep.
It's always exciting on the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast. So what else are we talking about?
So,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Thank you. You're right. I do not have...
It costs way less than a brand new one.
Yeah, they're like $70.
Oh. Some of them are like $110, $120.
Oh, if you get them at the fireplace stores, yeah.
I can't remember
on Amazon, they're like $70.
I wonder, though, is the Amazon one as good as the one at the department store?
No.
Because sometimes the Amazon one's a little bit
questionable. I did have one, and the Peltier died.
Yeah.
So I got a new one, replaced the Peltier. And then, I guess the stove got a little bit hotter, and all the wiring melted.
Oh, that's not good. Don't do that.
So they used low-temperature solder.
This one is very similar to what I have at home. So, but I also had to, what did I also have to do?
Straighten the one. Looks like this is...
No, it's
just sort of...
It was the fan, the little screw that goes onto it.
Okay.
I had to do something with that. Oh, I know what it was. the new motor, the shaft was different, so I had to re-bore out that. It was fun. For many months, this was sitting around my dining room table, and I would do little things to my house, like, so, is we done with this yet, or are we good with this? Or?
Yeah.
It's for Richard for Christmas. It's September. Yeah, well, I'm working on it. So, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's a real Christmas gift. That's not like, you know, those fake ones where it's like, here's a donation made in your name.
Yes.
That's not a good Christmas gift. No one wants that. What was this show been about?
This show?
Yeah.
Honey and Christmas.
And beer and chips.
And
Oh, I'm a Japanese nanny.
In Japanese nanny.
I'm a white nanny for a Japanese family.
Yes.
According to a Chinese lady who looked at me funny.
So that could be a title.
Chinese lady looks at me funny.
No, I mean the...
I'm a Japanese nanny!
Yes.
Close enough. All right, and on that note, thank you so much for listening.
Have a good night, everyone.
Show over.
Middle-aged man talk. Thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on Patreon. Woof.